The Czech Republic's Gambrinus Football League gets underway again on Friday evening when Teplice host last season's runners-up Sparta Prague. There are a number of interesting aspects to the new soccer season, and with me to discuss them is Ian Willoughby. Ian, first, who are the favourites to take the Czech League title in the 2009-2010 season?
Well, the bookies, Jan, are backing Slavia Prague to win the league, and that would be a great achievement. It would be their third title in a row. And I'm not sure if that's ever happened in the history of the club, that they've won three titles on the trot. Slavia have been in the ascendant in recent years at the expense of Sparta Prague, their great rivals. Sparta, of course, are the most successful club ever in the history of Czech soccer. They came second last season, as you said. Actually, coming first this season means more than it has done in previous years. That's because the Czech clubs have done poorly in Europe over the last few years, and what's called the country's coefficient fell. And what that means is that only the winner of the Czech League gets into the qualifiers for the Champions League, not the first two teams, as has been the case in the last decade. So as I say, coming second means rather less now than it used to.
I understand a couple of the Czech League's biggest stars may not be playing this season.
That's right, yeah, and one of the biggest stars in the league, Vladimír Šmicer at Slavia, he's 36 years old now. He's trying to come back after a knee operation, but he says that all he really wants to do is say goodbye to the game of soccer on the field of play. It looks like he believes that his career is effectively over. Also, his good friend Patrik Berger, who's now the captain at Sparta, he may never play again. He's had a lot of injuries in recent years, and there's some speculation that an ankle problem that he has right now could mean that his career is over. By the way, another interesting factor this season is the very high number of foreign players in the Czech League. There are nearly 100, and you might expect almost all of them to be Slovaks, but in actual fact, less than half are from Slovakia. The rest come from elsewhere. For example, there are now 10 Brazilians in the Czech League.
And Ian, could you tell us a bit about the interesting thing that there are two clubs called Bohemians in the Czech First Division?
Yes, that's extremely odd. There are two clubs called Bohemians. They wear very similar green and white strips. They have the identical logo, which is a kangaroo. And the reason for that is that that Bohemians, an old Prague club, collapsed a few years ago. And the name was bought by a small club called Stříškov. They're now named Bohemians Praha. In the meantime, the original Bohemians were revived as Bohemians 1905. And at the moment, there's a legal dispute over the name, and Bohemians Praha are threatening to refuse to play a game against the real Bohemians. That's Bohemians 1905. And that game should take place in October. And I think if it does happen, it'll be quite a fiery encounter. And one final thing I would say, Jan, about the Czech soccer season is that Saturday, unlike in some countries like the UK, isn't a traditional day for games here. But this season, Czech television have decided to show games live every Saturday. So that'll be something new for Czech football fans.
Well, we all have a look this weekend what's happening on the pitch. Thanks, Ian Willoughby.